Thank you. You're on a roll, Paul.
Well, yeah, let's keep going. The third item is actually, you know, part of this mixed bag, and this is actually a something we haven't had in front of the U.S. Commission in quite some time, and that is actually a purchase of an addition to a game production area. You know, we have been here in the recent past the recipient of some generous donations of property to our agency, but we just haven't been in a real place to begin purchasing any property. However, given that situation, we're still focused on better managing what we have and putting our resources there. But then at the same time, every now and then a piece of property comes along that is really hard to justify not pursuing for acquisition. And the property or properties in this case located adjacent to our Ulmer Wilderness game production area down in Yankton County are a prime example of that. These two small tracts of land adjoin our game production area, but also if you were to look at the map on page 61, you can see how the parcels are essentially landlocked. They exist between the James River and our Ulmer Wilderness GPA. Currently, they provide a little bit of I think from what I understand a little bit of hay ground for the current owners. But they approached us here back in November last year, and with a just a question of whether or not we would ever be interested in purchasing these properties. And our regional staff did their typical careful evaluation and felt that, you know, given the public use opportunity, the fact that we have sellers who are willing to work with us and sell these small parcels, it's not a large amount of money by any stretch. And in fact, we do have a commitment from the Yankton County of Pheasants Forever. They would like to even donate $10,000 towards the purchase of these properties. So at the end of the day, we're bringing in a partner in the form of Pheasants Forever. We've got two willing sellers in this case, and we've got a parcel of land that really just fits nicely within it on an existing game production area. So with that, again, I would take any questions you might have, if there are none, ask for adoption of Resolution 21-15, authorizing the department to move forward with purchasing these two small tracts.
Thank you, Paul. Any questions from Commission? Commissioner Lockett.
Thank you, Commissioner Lockett here. Where are the property lines? You're saying two parcels, Paul. Have you just grouped them together and not divided the line between them?
Yeah, thank you for that question and opportunity to clarify this, Commissioner Locken. If you're looking at that map, there are two parcels that are divided north-south by a line north-south. And if you look at the map, you can see a tree line right under the word Ulmer Wilderness, and it kind of corresponds with a road right-of-way. Well, if you follow that road right-of-way tree line straight north, that would be the dividing line. And so the property on the west side of that dividing line is 2.5 acres. So it's kind of hard to distinguish that from the larger, 13-acre parcel to the east. But in the case of this exhibit, I just I merely lumped them together into one parcel.
Very good question. Commissioner Lockett?
Yeah, Commissioner Lockett again. What's the access right now on that property? The property outlined in orange. Do they have come across the GPA?
Yes, correct. They do. They do, Commissioner Lockett. They said, again, if you correspond to that section line you know, that is an open section line that runs down from the property line or the road to the south of the game production area. It is an open section line, so they do have access to the property. And they of course, they work with us to make sure that, you know, things are okay when they go in to, you know, if they're cutting hay and hauling it out. Or I think one of the individuals maybe does some firewood cutting or something on that. But they're in contact with our staff all the time. But yeah, there is access to it, legal access to it via the Section 1.
Good questions. Any further questions or comments? I think this is a great acquisition, really rounds out this property and makes a lot of sense. So good job, staff, and it's nice of these folks to want to work with the state in making this happen. But having said all that, I would entertain a motion to approve Resolution 21-15. Is that moved? Seconded? Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Motion passes and is approved.